Welcome to Life Coach Corner with Dr. Sid, a successful and sought-after life coach to leaders across this nation. Today's session will help you experience more productivity in your personal and professional relationships, develop key leadership skills, and increase your wealth and overall happiness. As Dr. Sid declares, prepare to turn the corner in your life because your best days are ahead. And now, Dr. Sid.
Greetings, wonderful people. Welcome to Life Coach Corner, where I have the pleasure and honor of being your favorite life coach, Dr. Sid. And today, as always, we are going to help people just like you turn the corner in your life. Or you know what? I'm going to say in this third session, we're going to help people just like you go from crawling to flying. That's right, because that's what we're talking about. We're talking about it's time to fly, how we're going to experience transformational thinking that will move us from crawling to flying. Now, if you're just joining us, you've got to get the last two sessions because we've laid a tremendous amount of foundational instruction information to help us get to where we are right now. You can go to AskDrSid.com and you can look up this particular teaching, It's Time to Fly, and it will inspire you, it will bless you, it will help change your life. Now, even today, as we go through some things, you're going to get a lot out of it, but you really need all of this in its entirety. You can get all five sessions at AskDrSid.com. Now, if you've gone there and you say, Dr. Sid, I've tried to go there, but I haven't heard anything back from you, from your office, will you please do me a favor? Can you call us at 901-624-2424? That's 901-624-2424. I promise you, we're not ignoring you. Sometimes, you know, in the best of worlds, technology doesn't do what it's supposed to do. So we definitely want to make sure that we are hearing from you. Thank you, New Growth in Christ, for being our chief sponsor. And I tell you, New Growth is on the move. We're flying at New Growth. We're flying in our Sunday morning service at 9:01 a.m. We're flying in our Wednesday I Grow Bible study at 7 p.m., both of those times Central Standard Time. And for those of you who are listening to us right now, you might say, I want to experience New Growth. I want to experience the church side. Well, you can do it. Go to newgrowthinchrist.com and just click on live stream and you'll be able to experience all of the services. You'll be able to see, put a face to the voice. Some of y'all see me out and you're saying, Dr. Sid, I didn't know you looked like that. Well, if you're curious to know how Dr. Sid looked, you can find me at newgrowthinchrist.com and you can see me in my bishop's role as I'm preaching the word of the Lord. If you also want to share some love with New Growth, text New Growth. Yes, you can text us. Text NGIC at 94000. Text NGIC, the letters NGIC, at 94000. You can do that and just share some love, show some love. And if you need something from our ministry, we'll be glad to minister to you. During this Thanksgiving season, I'm very thankful for so many different things, but one of the things I'm grateful for is the fact that you are in our lives. And I pour my heart into sharing these sessions, this information. I just really want you to get it. I want you to get it because God wants us to get it. And so we're talking about flying. It's time to fly. And specifically, we're dealing with transformational thinking. We're going from crawling to flying. There's a scripture that we're reading, Romans chapter 12. It says, Dear friends, God is good. That's verse 1. So I beg you to offer your bodies to him as a living sacrifice, pure and pleasing. That is the most sensible way to serve God. Verse 2 says this, Don't be like the people of this world, but let God change the way you think. My goodness, that's what we're talking about. But let God change the way you think. Then you will know how to do everything that is good and pleasing to him. And so we pull the word metamorphosis from that passage of scripture because metamorphically that's what we get our word from as we talk about transformation. King James says but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. That word transformed simply means this: go through the process of metamorphically changing your current to your future. Go through that process. Specifically, when it comes to our thinking, we need to go through a process so we can change the way we think. So we've used the example of a caterpillar changing into a butterfly so that we can experience transformational thinking. That's why I said you've got to go to AskDrSid.com and get the rest of this, because there's so much that we've already discussed. But let's jump into today's session, session three, so that we can answer this question: what do we do now? Dr. Sid, I get it. It's time for me to change. I get it. I'm going through my change. And as I'm going through my change and things are changing, what do I do now? Well, let's ask the caterpillar. Mr. Caterpillar, what do you do once you have realized that you can no longer remain where you are, but you now must change into something that's an aspect of your destiny, but you have not seen it as of yet? What do you do now? So the process of a butterfly emerging from its cocoon is called eclosion. Now, the eclosion process, when the caterpillar creates the cocoon and once the formation and transformation has taken place and it's ready to come out, that is controlled by hormones. In other words, something releases on the inside of it and says, you know what, it's time to get out of here. And I know I'm speaking to some people right now. Something has released on the inside of you and you say, you know what, Dr. Sid, you're right. It's time for me to get out of here. It's time for me to move from where I've been to where I need to be. It's time for me to experience life in a different way. And because of that, when those hormones are released, the butterfly knows that it's time for me to crawl out of this. Now, here's the last time that this butterfly will have to crawl, because when it is time for it to be released, it realized I've got to claw my way out of this cocoon. And as I do it, I am going to now prepare to do something I've never done before. It's interesting that when the butterfly is coming out, it doesn't immediately come out and fly away, but it comes out in order for it to dry its wings off and get strength in its body so it can do something it never has done before. So y'all stay with me with this analogy, because again, I want you to see yourself in this analogy, because this is the word that was used in the scripture. Be transformed. We get our word metamorphosis. And so this is the word that God chose to use. And so I believe that there is an anointing on this process. When the butterfly comes out, he doesn't immediately fly, but he has to just hang upside down, let his wings and body adjust to its new. I believe it's during this time that there's orientation and observation that's going on. Well, what's happening in your life as you're changing, as you're stepping into something new? Well, this is what's happening to you. It's now time for you to observe. Observe how things are different. Observe how you are different. Observe what's going on around you. Don't just go into a new situation with your old experiences, with your old mindset. No, because my mindset is new, I now must allow myself to become orientated to this new. Let me put my bishop's hat on just for a second. Y'all know that your favorite life coach is also a bishop. So let me put my bishop hat on and let me decree unto you right now that the Holy Spirit will help you in this new. He will help you understand what's going on in this new place that you find yourself in. And as you yield to the leading and to the impartation of the Holy Spirit, you will see that where you are is so much greater than where you've been. I know that it hurt you to go through your process, but listen, that's called the pain of discipline versus the pain of regret. God has brought you through this process in order to bring you to the place where you can live life the way in which He intended without any regrets. So with that being said, lift your hands, open your heart, and allow your mind to be renewed so that you can become orientated to your new. Also, I need for you to observe, be very observant. Be very observant of who's on this new level with you. There's a company of flyers that you are introduced to once you take off flying. I know that you were just familiar with the ground, crawling, leaves, dirt. You were familiar with the smell of your old environment. But there's a fresh smell, there's a newness that you experience when you spread your wings and fly. I'm so excited about this city that I find myself in. I'm currently in Memphis, Tennessee, and I'm so excited that Memphis is reemerging, that Memphis is being reimagined. For many years, we declared New Memphis, New Memphis, New Memphis. And we said that because we know that there has to be a thinking change, a transformation when it comes to how we think here in this city. Well, I thank God that there are people who are being brought to this city, and there are people that are being raised up in this city who think differently. And because we think differently, there's a different type of company in which we keep. Now, I hope y'all don't turn me off when I say this, but listen, we know that there's more to wearing your pants low. There's more to just mumbling when you talk. There's more to the negativity that has been attached to certain aspects of this city. And we know that this city is not perfect. No city is perfect. But we do know that when the righteous rule in a city, the people rejoice. And so we're talking about transformational thinking when it comes to our leaders, when it comes to those individuals that help make decisions, but when it comes to how we operate in our community. Transformational thinking. We realize that there are more people flying around us as we fly than those that are crawling below us. And I'm not saying that people are beneath you, so please don't misinterpret what Dr. Sid is saying. I'm not saying that at all. I am simply saying this. When God brings you to a new place, there are people that will greet you. When God brings you to a new place, you'll realize you are not the only one who has changed. So embrace it. And as you embrace it, allow yourself to become a student of your current situation. Don't ever stop learning. Don't ever get to the place where you believe you got it all, but get to the place where you are a sponge, and those people that are supposed to be around you because they're doing what you're doing, let iron sharpen iron. And as you do that, you'll experience life on a whole different level. Good people, we've got to stop right here, but thank God for what we received today. Go to AskDrSid.com. Let me know if you got something out of this. I'd love to hear from you. And if you've gone there and you hadn't heard back from me, call me at 901-624-2424, because we definitely want to make sure that we are here for you. So until next time, this is your favorite life coach, Dr. Sid, reminding you that your best days and your blessed days are straight ahead because you're turning the corner in your life. God bless.
Thank you for joining Life Coach Corner with Dr. Sid. Dr. Sid successfully coaches leaders from all arenas, spiritual, business, political, as well as sports and entertainment. Through Dr. Sid's coaching, these individuals have reached their goal of living a balanced and prosperous life. Please join us every Monday at 6 p.m. right here on WHAL 95.7 Hallelujah FM. This session has been brought to you by the friends and supporters of Life Coach Corner. For more information or for personal life coaching sessions with Dr. Sid, please visit our website at AskDrSid.com, or you may reach us at 901-624-2424. Remember, your best days are ahead as you turn the corner in your life.
produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.